Okay, now let's get over here to Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Quick question for you. I've had a cyst in my prostate for a number of years. My doctor put me on doxazosin to allow me to be able to urinate. If I don't take it, then I can't urinate. It gets to that point. Is there anything that I can take that would help reduce or eliminate that, the cyst?
I don't know of anything, darn it, sir. What's the doxazosin supposed to be doing besides helping you urinate? Do you know how it works?
Well, it is a relaxant so that I can urinate. If I don't take it, I have troubles urinating. So that helps relax down there and allow the urine to flow.
Okay, a relaxant, huh? I would wonder, anytime we need a relaxant to get urine to flow or to get to anything to work, we need a muscle relaxant. I'd wonder what that person's magnesium status is, because magnesium is definitely the muscle relaxer par excellence, as they say in French. And some of us, the problem is that even if we happen to take magnesium as a supplement or rub it in as the magnesium oil, it still doesn't raise the levels inside the cells sufficiently. That's getting a little technical, and for that, one needs to be working with a doctor who knows what they're doing with natural medicine. But
Okay.
it is a thought. Now, one other thought, sometimes, occasionally guys tell me that if they get the magnesium oil or the magnesium gel and rub it in right above the pubic bone every day, that apparently enough of that does get into the bladder muscle that they're able to relax a lot easier and urinate. Now, if that works, then it would be certainly preferable to the doxazosin, because magnesium belongs in the body and doxazosin really doesn't. It's not part of nature's plan. But if you got to use it, you got to use it, I understand. But magnesium sometimes helps all by itself without the help from a doctor.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for
Yep.
calling.